The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If binge eating were diagnosed in the reptile world, Burmese pythons would be said to have major eating disorders. Juvenile pythons normally eat once a week, while adults usually go a month between meals and can even stop feeding for several months depending on availability of food or the change in the seasons. They eat infrequently, but when they do, they devour their prey whole, bones and all. But what good could the bones be? Well, snakes are equipped to suck the calcium from their prey's skeleton, making for a more nutrition-packed snack. New research shows just how fine-tuned the snakes are when it comes to getting the most out of their food. Soon after feeding, the replication of cells in the snake's gut tissues goes into overdrive as new cells form and worn-out cells vanish. An analysis of the gut contents within hours of the snake's feeding showed small particles that had come from the skeletons of their prey. It ends up the snakes have specialized cells that degrade the particles before releasing the elemental components into their bloodstream. This process allows pythons to optimize the absorption of calcium from their prey's bones.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.